from College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. This is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for June 3rd, 2014. The drought may be far from gone, but from all indications, it has been pushed back somewhat in the last couple of weeks. The National Weather Service's precipitation analysis shows all but extreme South Texas and far West Texas received 1 to 6 inches or more of rain in the past 2 weeks. In some isolated instances, the rainfall totals were 10 inches or more. About half the state remains in severe to exceptional drought, according to the U.S. Drought Monitor report for May 29th. But the percentage under exceptional drought conditions dropped from 25% to about 11% since May 20th. Extreme drought percentages dropped about 8% in the same time period. Though the recent rains, as well as other types of moisture received during the last 6 months, have been helpful to agriculture, they haven't done much to replenish water reservoirs. Tuesday, I talked with Dr. Guy Phelps, AgriLife Extension Engineer, College Station.
And in this last rain pattern, what we had, it was those the counties that got the heaviest rain are closer to the Gulf. But unfortunately, you know, those areas don't, the runoff doesn't go to any major reservoirs. Most of the reservoirs depend on water that comes from West Texas or the Hill Country or Northwest Texas. In the summertime, we don't get widespread, slow, soaking rains. We tend to get more spotty stuff. You know, we get into the thunderstorm season now. What you're seeing, Robert, is that the prospects, you know, looking towards the summer, you know, don't look real great as far as getting us any significant relief, because it's not the time of the year when we tend to get those types of rain that helps with those reservoirs.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.